All right, folks, this is a constant discussion in my circles, Wirecast or OBS. And I'm just going to go ahead and tell you as we dive into this episode, Wirecast over OBS all day long.
You are listening to Entrepreneur Live Video with Todd.Live, broadcasting from sunny Southern California. This is the place where the most talented online live video personalities and marketers share what works for them as live video becomes the most effective megaphone to the world man has ever known. Without further ado, here is your host, Todd.Live.
Yeah, so Wirecast. I started with OBS and then I moved to Wirecast, okay? OBS is free, okay? And Wirecast is not free. I think Wirecast is $600 now. When I got started with it, it was $500. And it's $600 now. And then if you want the 1-year tech support, it's another $100 on top of it, which I do recommend, folks. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about my history with Wirecast and OBS. When I first got started in live streaming, I would do it with multiple iPads. And then I wanted to do more with my broadcast and have lower thirds and some cool stuff. And I moved into OBS. OBS is free. Okay, if you type in OBS live video on Google, you're going to find OBS. You're going to be able to download it for free into your computer and start using it right away. But and there are YouTube tutorials. There are people teaching OBS. I think Stephanie Liu teaches it, has a good OBS course. And you can look her up. She's fabulous if you're looking for somebody to teach you OBS. But OBS is a great place and a natural place for people to start because it doesn't come with a price tag and it does a lot of the things that other things like Wirecast and Livestream is another company. They have their software as well. OBS does a lot of the things, but it doesn't do as many things and it doesn't do a lot of the things as easily or as nicely as the paid services do. So you are getting something for your money. So I started with OBS and I did a few broadcasts. I think they're on YouTube in the very early days. If you go back to my YouTube channel, all you got to do is go to YouTube and type in Todd.Live in the white search bar and you're going to find me and go find my oldest videos and you're going to find some OBS videos. And they're probably where I have a big map on the wall as a background and they're nice. I mean, they were nice at the time when I was a brand new live streamer. I think they were successes, but I started trying to do more with OBS and I found myself having all sorts of issues with various things and I would try to seek help online and I wasn't finding it. And keep in mind, this was like two and a half years ago. Nowadays, I think there's a lot more resources for people getting started with OBS than there used to be because there's more live streamers than there were two and a half years ago. But I moved on quickly. I was like, oh, Wirecast, what's that? And I went to the Telestream website, looked up Wirecast. I watched some videos on Wirecast and I was dazzled. And I love the idea that I got for $100 a year's worth of tech support, which is a telephone. It's not 24 hours a day. It's a, you know, business hours, but you do get really awesome people that can help you learn Wirecast on the telephone if you're subscribing to their tech support. But Wirecast changed my life as far as live streaming went. I mean, OBS was like, gosh, it's kind of like the difference between riding a bicycle and driving in a car. I mean, it was just, you know, it was so much easier. I got to the same place at the end of the day, but it was so much easier and quicker and comfortable in every way to use Wirecast than it was OBS. And I know I know people out there that use OBS to great success and they're $600 richer because of that. But, you know, my time is money and I was learning a new craft and I was learning software. And OBS had no tech support. It still has no tech support. I mean, I think there's a community or there are communities out there where you can probably get some tech support. But I didn't want to have to work hard for tech support. I wanted to be able to put software in my computer. I wanted it to do what I wanted it to do right away. No BS. I didn't have time for screwing around. I only had time for learning and figuring it out quick. And Wirecast was what gave me the advantage. And I love Wirecast. Okay. If you need a link for Wirecast, let me know. I can link you up. I don't know if you get a discount or not. I can't remember, but send me a private message at Todd.Live on Instagram and I'll see what I can do for you. But Wirecast is just a brilliant piece of software. It evolves. They listen to their people and they grow it and figure out new features and things based upon the feedback from the people out there that are using it. And I think OBS too. OBS though is not, I mean, there's not like some company that makes OBS. OBS is, it's open broadcast software. It's like, it's free. It's freeware. It's, You know, I think there's a lot of contributors that make OBS what it is. And I don't know. I mean, I could argue all day long why Wirecast is hands down the way to go. The other option, of course, I already mentioned is Livestream. I'm sure they're great. I've had Livestream gear before, and it was fantastic. So I'm certain that they have a nice product as well. But Wirecast for me, it's all day long, all day long. I don't even look back. I don't even think about whether I made the right decision or not. Let me know at Todd.live. Are you using OBS? Are you using Wirecast? Give me a link to your show and I'll check it out.
Thanks so much for listening to Entrepreneur Live Video with Todd.live. For more great content and to stay up to date, visit www.todd.live and on facebook.com/Todd.live page. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave a review and subscribe. And we'll catch you next time on Entrepreneur Live Video with Todd.live.